that. There's a lot of concern, Roger, about Hillary stealing the election. I mean, a lot of concern. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining on this call and making this such a successful call. There's so many questions that have come in, and the majority of the questions are tending to lend towards, you know, the concern about Hillary Clinton stealing the election. You know, they disenfranchised poor Bernie Sanders. Okay, we're not huge fans of his, but they did disenfranchise him. Of course, you mentioned Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the mole who stole the nomination for Hillary. They will stop at nothing. We know that. And there's a lot of concern. So I'm going to try to compile everyone's questions into a couple here. Roger, people are concerned about stealing the elections. People are talking about, you know, can we get Bikers for Trump or groups like that to show up at the poll stations and be trained to know what to look for and be there and be vigilant so that there are no shenanigans at the polling stations during the election.
Aspects of it. First of all, you have the machines are going to try to vote illegals. They are already allowing illegal immigrants to vote in New York and San Francisco and other places in their state and local elections. They want them to vote in the federal elections. That's one way that they can swell their totals. Then you have manipulation of the machines. And then you have the big city Democratic machines like Chicago where, you know, dead people vote. So all of that has to be monitored. The single most important thing that can be done is to register 1 million approximately new voters who are Trump voters in the 10 swing states. So using a very sophisticated analytical analysis program in the voter list, you can find people who are highly likely to be Trump voters, screen them, and then have the mechanism to sign them up. So what I did was to take the number of votes in each of the 10 swing states, or 11 swing states before it's over, that Mitt Romney lost by, double that number, and then go out and register that number of voters. And that has to be done by October 6th. I'm involved with the Committee to Restore America's Greatness. So you can find them at the Committee to Restore America's Greatness.com. We are actively, you know, raising money to through a super PAC that does no communications, no TV spots, no radio spots, but works solely on the concept of raising 1 million people as a hedge against voter theft. This is the way to block the stealing. You have to win so big that they can't steal it, that it would be too obvious. Secondarily, yes, we'll need poll watchers who are trained, an army of them, and if the Trump campaign doesn't have that, we're going to have to build it. Thirdly, we need to get some of these experts on the machines to give us a rundown on what we need to be looking for in the way that they are rigged. So it's a monumental task, but I intend to be in the forefront of the movement to block the steal. We're going to revive the Stop the Steal Committee, which we had set up to stop the establishment from stealing the nomination from Trump by manipulating the rules, as they did against Dr. Ron Paul, for example. Trump, again, won that contest so big it could not be stolen. My goal would be to win the general election so big that it cannot be stolen.
Amen. I would like to, I think, Roger, just I think you said RestoreAmericasGreatness.com. It is RestoreAmericasGreatness.org. For everyone that's on the call, RestoreAmericasGreatness.org. It's a wonderful organization that Roger is behind. If anyone wants to go there and sign up to become a volunteer to help us, we do need all hands on deck. You know, there's a cartoon that shows, you know, I didn't vote because it wouldn't have mattered. And it shows a sea of people saying the same thing. So, again, we do need all hands on deck. Everybody does matter. It's your vote. It should count. And we're going to make sure, absolutely sure, that it does. So, again, that is RestoreAmericasGreatness.org. And any donations that you give there to Roger's PAC, 100% does go in support to Donald Trump. Again, Roger has been after Donald Trump to run for 28 years now. They are best of friends, and of course, we're going to do everything that we possibly can, and Roger's leading that charge. okay? Roger, again, about this, I understand that what you're saying is we need to get as many new voters as we possibly can. That's the best number one thing that we can do to avoid the steal or to stop the steal.
And when I said earlier that Trump is larger than the Republican Party, by that I mean that traditionally the Democrats have always done a much better job of voter registration than we have. But Donald Trump is the first candidate who has actually created a pool of millennials, people who've left the system and didn't want to come back but are now re-energized, people who've never voted, this is their first time. The so-called Reagan Democrats, although now they're just essentially white moderate Democrats, are also susceptible to switching, or at least to supporting Trump if they don't become Republicans. We haven't had a Republican candidate like this in a long time, and we have 60 days to take advantage of it. We could increase our totals in all these states, like Ohio, like Florida, like Colorado, like Iowa, like New Jersey, places that are toss-ups, if we had the resources. So I urge you to go to the site and give us a hand. Let's move on with some other questions.
Okay, great. You know, we've got this, you're talking about the steal. Again, people are very, very concerned about this. The majority of the questions are about the Clinton stealing this election. Now, there has been a video that floated out there, and we'll make sure that each of you get a copy of it. But it shows a manager of a election station where they randomly choose one of these voter machines, and this particular machine was known or previously known as the Diebold machine, and a lot of you post questions about this machine as well. But what they did is they brought in a hacker. Okay, these are electronic, they have microchips in them, little cards that they slide into it, and they brought in a group of individuals to show that it could potentially be, or see if it could potentially be manipulated. And what they did is they had a group of individuals, they all voted, okay, for one individual or another. And at the end, they took this chip out of the machine, plugged it into the computer to tally up the votes, and it was basically the opposite of what they had actually voted. One of the ladies that was there actually broke into tears, okay, because she said that, and I asked her why, and she said, well, we have our children, we have our sons and our daughters in the military, and they're fighting for our freedom, and they're out there all over the world serving our nation, and here they're trying to and have the potential to steal our election. It could be all for naught. Roger, we just simply cannot let that happen. And I know that you've seen that video here recently. Would you like to talk a little bit about
I think you're absolutely right. These machines are easily manipulated. But secondarily, these machines are under control of the secretaries of state in most states. And the problem with that is, particularly in states like California, that person is a Democrat who is out campaigning for Hillary. So how can we expect, since he has custody of the machines, since he's the one who certifies that they start at 0000, how can we be sure, given his ardent support for Hillary? Now, you may remember, or perhaps you don't, in the 2000 recount, when Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris wore a second hat as co-chairman of the local George W. Bush campaign, and the Democrats that I knew went apeshit. And I think rightly so, by the way. That was a bad political calculation. But how is that different than this fellow Padilla, who's the current Secretary of State, who's out campaigning for Hillary, but who oversees these machines in the Golden State?
How's that?
A perfect example of why I don't trust those in control of the machines.
How is that possible that's even legal, Roger? How can the Secretary of State be out there stumping for a particular candidate
and be in charge of choosing the voter machines? It's the current law. I think that it is probably not against the law, but it is certainly an ethical, serious ethical violation and disturbing, to say the least. The biggest problem, of course, is that nobody's objected. Most people don't know about it. Hopefully that will change shortly.
Well, it has just changed right now, Roger. And again, we're going to be following up with each of you to see how much pressure we can put on the Secretary of State where they do choose which machine should be listed. And we're going to send you the video. video of the Diebold machine being manipulated to where it did change the results of the of that particular test election. It's absolutely absurd.
This is the very video I referred to earlier that is up at Infowars.com. It's a must-see because it's a tutorial about how easy these machines are to rig.
And here's another thing, Roger. We don't get a paper trail. We get no receipts. We can purchase anything in the world and we get a receipt for it, right? But our votes for the leader of the free world, we don't get a receipt. We don't get
a paper trail is another real concern. Now, that has been cleaned up in some states, some, but not all. And it's a legitimate concern, a very legitimate concern.
Okay. We have a. We're going to have time to get to a few more questions here. Again, thank you for your patience. And if I can't get to your question on this particular call, we're going to go through each and every single one and get you the best answer we possibly can. Okay. And again, we will be having these calls as the very first of our what will be regularly scheduled biweekly, the Ultimate Political Insider calls every Thursday to be held at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're on the Pacific Coast, that's going to be 6 p.m. PST. Okay? Next question, Roger. What effect will Trump have in statewide races where longtime incumbents are up for re-election?
Matt? Well, I think it's too early to know that. I think there's every possibility that those Republicans on the ticket with him, let's be very clear, they're complaining about Donald Trump, but the House Republicans have voted for an 80% increase in our national deficit. So, and they're worried about soiling themselves by associating with Donald Trump. Please give me a break. The House Republicans, very sadly, are part of the problem. The Republican Party establishment is part of the problem. Under the Bushes, largely, they have pursued the same policies as the Democrats. There's no difference. George W. Bush spent like a maniac, borrowed like a maniac. Both parties together help bail out the crooks on Wall Street who finance their campaigns while working people can't find a job. So this election is more about insiders versus outsiders than it is Republicans against Democrats. And Donald Trump is very clearly the reform candidate.
Mm-hmm. Roger, I've got a great question here. I know you're going to like this one. This is one of your favorite topics. This is posed in a very interesting way. So I have a question here. His name is Ben.